Are we on the brink of a new era in artificial intelligence where AI systems think, reason, and act like never before? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Thursday, April 17th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's game-changing models, O3 and O4 Mini. Let's dive in. In what feels like a significant evolution of AI capabilities, OpenAI has released two new models that push the boundaries of what we've come to expect from large language models. The company's latest offerings, O3 and O4 Mini, are being touted as their most capable releases to date. Mark Chen, OpenAI's research lead, described this launch as a qualitative step into the future during the announcement livestream. These models are not just about raw intelligence. They're about how they integrate with other tools. For the first time, OpenAI's reasoning models can independently decide when and how to use the full suite of ChatGPT tools, like web browsing, Python code execution, image analysis, and image generation, to solve complex problems. Greg Brockman highlighted during the launch that these aren't just models, they're really AI systems. This subtle distinction marks a shift in how these models operate. One of the standout features is how these models handle visual information. Unlike previous iterations that could merely see images, O3 and O4 Mini can think with images. They manipulate them in their reasoning process, rotating, zooming, or transforming uploaded photos as part of problem solving. This capability has led to state-of-the-art performance on multimodal benchmarks, interpreting even blurry or oddly oriented visuals with impressive accuracy. The benchmark results are indeed noteworthy. On AIME 2024, a challenging math competition, O4 Mini achieved 93.4% accuracy without tools. On CodeForces, a competitive programming platform, O3 with terminal access reached an ELO of 2,706, placing it among the top competitors globally. And on PhD-level science questions in the GPQA Diamond benchmark, O3 without tools scored 83.3% accuracy, outperforming previous models by a significant margin. What's particularly remarkable about O4 Mini is its efficiency. Despite being smaller and more cost-efficient than O3, it achieves comparable or even superior performance on certain benchmarks. This efficiency translates to higher usage limits, making it particularly valuable for high-volume applications. Behind these improvements lies a massive increase in training compute compared to previous models. OpenAI reports investing more than 10 times the training compute of O1 to produce O3. This investment validates the company's belief that more compute equals better performance, a principle that holds true for reinforcement learning, just as it did for pre-training in the GPT series. Perhaps the most intriguing demonstrations came from researchers showing how these models solve real-world problems. In one example, a researcher uploaded a blurry physics poster from a decade-old internship and asked the model to extract key information and compare it with recent literature. The model not only navigated the complex poster, but also identified that the specific result wasn't included, calculated it based on available data, and compared it with current research, a task that would have taken days for the researcher. The models also showed impressive coding capabilities. During the demonstration, O3 successfully debugged a complex issue in a Python mathematical package by navigating through source code, identifying inheritance problems, and applying the correct fix, all while running appropriate tests to verify the solution worked. Alongside these releases, OpenAI announced a new developer tool called Codex CLI, a command line interface that connects the models directly to users' computers. This tool allows models to run commands locally with safety constraints, potentially reshaping how developers interact with their machines. To support this vision, OpenAI is launching a $1 million initiative to provide API credits for open source projects using these new models. For users, these models are already replacing previous versions in ChatGPT. Plus, Pro and Team users now have access to O3, O4 Mini and O4 Mini High in the model selector, with enterprise and edu users gaining access next week. The models are also available to developers through the Chat Completions API and Responses API. As impressive as these advancements are, they raise important questions about the evolving relationship between humans and increasingly capable AI systems. With models now able to chain hundreds of tool calls together and independently navigate complex decision trees, we're seeing the first glimpses of truly agentic AI systems that can independently execute multi-step tasks on a user's behalf. What's clear is that the boundary between using a model and working with an AI system continues to blur. As these systems become more capable of independent problem solving, the relationship becomes increasingly collaborative rather than instructional, a shift that may fundamentally change how we think about AI tools in the years ahead. OpenAI is making headlines once again, but this time it's not just about new models. They're reportedly in advanced talks to acquire Windsurf, a coding assistant company, for over $3 billion. Now, that's a hefty price tag, and if this deal goes through, it would mark OpenAI's largest acquisition to date. So why is this a big deal? Let's unpack it. Picture this. OpenAI, known for its cutting-edge AI models like ChatGPT and DALL-E, is now looking to expand its footprint in the realm of AI applications. They've done amazing in-house work, but acquiring a company like Windsurf could accelerate their capabilities in coding assistance. Imagine if Microsoft had only remained an operating system company. OpenAI isn't about to make that mistake. They're eyeing growth, and this acquisition could be a strategic move to stay ahead in the AI race. But hold on, it's not a done deal just yet. While talks are advanced, things could get tricky due to a recent leak reported by Bloomberg. Plus, most of that $3 billion might actually be in OpenAI stock. Windsurf, formerly known as Codeium, has been considering new venture capital funding too. They've already raised $240 million, with their last valuation at $1.25 billion. So, there's a lot at play here. Now here's where it gets even more intriguing. Windsurf isn't the only player in town. Anysphere, a rival to Windsurf, raised seed funding back in 2023 from the OpenAI Startup Fund, and they're reportedly raising new funding at a $10 billion valuation. It's like a chess game where every move counts, and OpenAI's next move could set off a domino effect in the industry. Let's zoom out for a moment. If this acquisition goes through, it could pose some interesting questions for antitrust regulators. The Federal Trade Commission is already in a legal battle with Meta over acquisitions it previously approved. Could they see OpenAI's potential acquisition of Windsurf as a similar situation? Or might they view it as fostering competition, especially against Microsoft Copilot? The dynamic between OpenAI and Microsoft is complex, almost like frenemies. It'll be fascinating to see how this plays out. OpenAI's latest move is causing quite a stir in the AI community. They're tightening access to their advanced models, and it's not just about curbing misuse. The real story here is about protecting their intellectual property. OpenAI is now requiring developers to verify their identities with government IDs before they get access to these powerful tools. It's a bold move, but what's driving it? Well, imagine this. You've built something groundbreaking, but soon you find out that others are copying your work without your consent. That's kind of what's happening here. A research paper from CopyLeaks, a company that specializes in AI content detection, has highlighted that a whopping 74% of outputs from a rival model, DeepSeek R1, were classified as being written by OpenAI. This isn't just overlap, it's outright mimicry. Now, CopyLeaks has developed a system that identifies the fingerprints of major AI models. These are like linguistic signatures that persist across tasks, topics, and prompts, making it possible to trace back to the source. So when DeepSeek's outputs show a 74% similarity to OpenAI's models, it raises some serious eyebrows. OpenAI hasn't officially commented on this, but they've hinted at concerns that DeepSeek might have inappropriately distilled their models. Distillation is a process where new models are trained using the outputs of existing ones. It's a common technique, but doing it without permission could violate OpenAI's terms of service. Critics are quick to point out that OpenAI's early models were trained using web-scraped data, often without explicit consent from the creators. So, is it hypocritical for OpenAI to now complain about others using their outputs similarly? Alon Yamin, CEO of CopyLeaks, argues that the issue really boils down to consent and transparency. Training on copyrighted human content without permission is one thing, but using proprietary AI outputs is more like reverse engineering someone else's product. As AI companies race to build more advanced models, the debate over who owns what and who can train on whom is heating up. Tools like CopyLeaks' digital fingerprinting system might offer a way to trace and verify authorship at the model level. For OpenAI and its rivals, this could be both a blessing and a warning. OpenAI's growth has been nothing short of mind-boggling. Just a few years ago, they were primarily known for their GPT models, but now they've expanded their reach across various sectors, becoming a household name in artificial intelligence. This rapid expansion, however, isn't without its challenges. Picture this: you're driving a car at breakneck speed on a winding road. It's exhilarating, but you've got to keep an eye on the roadblocks ahead. For OpenAI, their explosive growth is like that high-speed drive. They've achieved incredible success, but they're also facing some significant hurdles. First and foremost, there's the issue of scaling. As OpenAI's operations expand, they're dealing with the growing pains that come with scaling up their infrastructure and workforce. The demand for AI services is skyrocketing, and meeting that demand requires a robust system that can handle the load without buckling under pressure. Then there's the competition. The AI landscape is more crowded than ever, with tech giants and startups alike vying for a piece of the pie. OpenAI might be leading the pack now, but staying ahead requires constant innovation and adaptation, especially when competitors are nipping at their heels. And let's not forget the regulatory landscape. As AI technologies become more ingrained in our daily lives, the call for regulation grows louder. OpenAI must navigate a complex web of global regulations, ensuring compliance while also advocating for responsible AI development. Despite these challenges, OpenAI's growth story is a testament to their innovation and vision. They've managed to capture the imagination of the world, and their journey is far from over. The road ahead is filled with both opportunities and obstacles, and it'll be fascinating to see how they maneuver through this dynamic landscape. OpenAI's latest venture, the massive $500 billion Stargate project, is making waves as it considers expanding its AI infrastructure overseas, with the United Kingdom emerging as a potential candidate. This bold move is backed by heavyweights like SoftBank and Oracle, and it's all about establishing a robust data center network to support AI development on a global scale. Now, why the UK? Well, it's all about the pro-innovation stance that British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is championing. He's promising to streamline regulations, make public data more accessible to researchers, and create dedicated zones for data centers, efforts that have certainly caught the eye of Stargate stakeholders. But the UK is not the only player in this game. Germany and France are also on the radar, offering attractive conditions for such massive infrastructure projects. It's a competitive landscape, but the UK's commitment to becoming an AI superpower might just tip the scales in their favor. This isn't just about building data centers. It's about positioning the UK as a leader in AI innovation. With OpenAI CEO Sam Altman expressing a keen interest in bringing Stargate-like programs to Europe, this could be a significant step in establishing the continent as a powerhouse in AI. The Stargate project was unveiled by U.S. President Donald Trump as a private sector initiative to bolster AI infrastructure, aiming to outpace global rivals. It's a testament to the growing investor enthusiasm in AI, driven by the widespread adoption of chatbots and sophisticated AI agents. So, what does this mean for the future? If Stargate decides to invest in the UK, it could accelerate the nation's ascent in the AI industry, opening up new opportunities and fostering innovation. It's an exciting prospect that could reshape the global AI landscape. That's it for today's OpenAI Weekly Brief. OpenAI's potential investment in the UK's AI infrastructure through the Stargate project highlights the growing importance of international collaboration in AI development. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.